It was one of the things that you did find with teachers in segregated school. They sometimes I think they felt sorry for you, or sometimes they didn't have, they'd obviously come to maybe retirement, or it was a bit like they just couldn't cope. They might have been medically retired. These are come on, I thought. So they thought the easiest road was coming on these bloody special needs school, and it's going to be an easy road. And there's a couple of teachers that they did. Our class was a bit challenging, the class that I was in. I think they felt, because they expect disabled people to behave in a certain way. They don't expect disabled people saying, "Why can't we go at lunchtime? Why can't we go to the shop? Why can't, why?" They don't expect you to question. They don't expect you to challenge. And there was a couple of teachers like that we found a bit pathetic. We would want you to sit, sits down there and has a long conversation with their teacher. They wanted that kind of, disabled children are seen as not to be naughty. They've got to conform to this certain type of behaviour. I remember there was a teacher called Mr. Rawson and Mr. Keogh. I actually think those two teachers actually felt sorry for us as disabled people. I think they actually felt, I think they'd come into the job because I think in the previous jobs they were doing maybe was challenging for them, and they thought this is going to be a bit easy. Like you see in some jobs, especially in the public sector, you no longer cope, they deploy you to something else. So, and I think that was that that's pretty much of the segregated school. It's deployment, isn't it? Waiting for you to be retired. And that's how I I tend to kind of view it.